Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure to be part of your day as I continue to broadcast from the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce in Fairfield. Not actually Dearborn. Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn, not Fairfield.
Which is hard by to... I keep seeing all these Fairfield things as I drive around. And folks, if you hear all the noise in the background, the ambiance is what I call it. That's the soiree that's going here on behalf of small business. And the guy sitting in front of me is a big part of the reason for that. His name is Terry Opria. He's president and CEO of Bortkrim Communications. But more importantly, for the moment, he's the chairman of the Small Business Committee at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Terry, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Good to be here. And there's going to be about 1,000 or so people here today.
I know. It's going to be exciting.
All small business people who are really the hub of the economy in Southeast Michigan. Not to take anything away from the automotives.
No. You're right. You know, Terry... In the 20th century, I call the 20th century the century of the major corporation. And since the 20th century, I was predicting, and now I'm saying that the 21st century is a century of the entrepreneur. What do you think?
I think all centuries have been centuries of the entrepreneur. But
we haven't always gotten the good PR, though.
But the difference is that small businesses, every large business was once a small business. The problem is that the large mega businesses have overshadowed the kind of economic power that is involved in the small business community. For example, most people don't know that most of the employment in Michigan is from small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that most of the capital that's generated in Michigan is from small businesses.
Right.
So the chamber, because 90% of its 20-some-odd thousand members are small businesses, has really gone into overdrive in order to emphasize that, promote entrepreneurship, part the waves when it comes to the issues that small business cares about, and make some more things happen here.
Well, I want to thank you for your volunteer status as the chairman of the Small Business Committee. I know that's no small task. Not like you don't have other stuff to do or anything.
Well, it's only 20,000 or so businesses to sort of keep your eye on.
But it's a big job in the Chamber of Commerce, being the chairman of the Small Business Committee. And what's it like?
Well, we have about 20 or 30... Depending on the attendance, once a quarter we get together, but we really set an agenda item in terms of what we think the emphasis ought to be. We did a little straw poll a couple of years ago to determine what our issues really are, and we found that there were four primary issues. One, number one, far and away, was cost of health care. Small businesses don't have 10,000 people in a group in order to amortize cost of health care.
That's right.
Second was access to capital. Most small businesses think that the primary way you access capital is go to a bank and ask them for money, be told no 10 times, and walk away, and that's it. That's just not true at all. Third thing is access to talent. We did a little straw survey around the state to see how many business fairs there were in the colleges for small businesses, and we found a grand total of zero.
Wow.
None. So the chamber is really working at trying to change that, to put small businesses in the pathway of young, bright minds that are in our colleges across the state. And the fourth is access to each other, to network more.
Which is so what a lot of knowledge today is all about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm seeing it going on behind you right now, the small business owners meeting each other. Well, you know, you were talking about when I travel across the country, all of the things that you just mentioned come up. But the order is this nowadays: access to talent. Talent is the number one concern. Not that health care is not a big deal. Not that access to capital is not a big deal. But if the thing that wakes them all up at night is, I've got work to do. I can't find not only enough people, but the right people.
Well, you ask yourself the question, why is it that we have this well-publicized so-called brain drain of young people moving away from Metro Detroit and across and away from Michigan? Part of it is, I think, a lot of young people don't want to be stuck in what you call a cubicle farm.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a company that has 20,000 employees and you're stuck in a cubicle, you can't have the elbow room to be creative. It's very difficult to be mentored because you're siloed out. And the more they know that they have access to the small business entrepreneur, the more excited those young people get, and the more likely they're going to be to stick around.
Well, and these younger generations are not like you and me. They're not like us guys who are a little long of the tooth. They don't take orders like you and I did. You and I locked our heels and said, you know, hi, hi, sir. And they don't do that like we did, do they?
I have three 20-something kids, okay, three adult kids, and I know what the 20-something mentality is. They want to go someplace where it's exciting. They want to go someplace where it's not predictable. They want to go someplace where there's a ride. And right. I think the small business entrepreneur gives them that ride.
Well, and see, here's the thing that I've been talking to a lot of folks about. I'll see what you think about this. I was talking to a bunch of entrepreneurial educators last week, last Sunday, actually. I was in Phoenix talking to a bunch of them. And they're all trying to grow small business owners through K-12 in college. And I told them this, don't just hatch entrepreneurial owners out of your schools. Hatch entrepreneurial employees, too. Everybody Amen doesn't to need that. To own a business. But the 21st century has got to have entrepreneurial employees. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. In my own company, we decided a number of years ago that we want to continually have people who are right out of college. We have an intern program, but people who are right out of college getting in there and trying things. And the big question is, are you willing to take risk with a very young person? I think the bigger companies find it more difficult to take risk with very young
really?
People. I think the smaller companies, it's easier to take risk because A, you have no choice. You don't have a lot of people.
In a lot of cases.
Okay. B, you have the ability to really keep your eye on those people and mm-hmm. mentor them and,
exactly.
and guide them
and
along.
And bring them along.
That's right.
That's exactly right. And they've usually got good attitudes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll take a good attitude and a smart mind over experience every
Any
time.
Any day of the week, mm-hmm. I would take that.
Every time.
I'll give you an example. Young woman joined our company right out of college. Actually, she was working at a Starbucks. Okay, we brought her in. We determined that, A, she's extremely literate.
Mm-hmm.
She communicates very well. She doesn't stare at her shoelaces when she's talking to other people. Okay, presents herself well, but communicates well and knows how to write very well.
Mm-hmm.
With those pieces of raw talent, in 36 months, we turned that young woman into, A, she produces national radio.
Wow.
For XM.
She's a pro now.
For XM satellite radio.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Wow.
Not to mention another organization. She produces television programming, and she is just a superb employee.
Give me your website.
www.mccicorp.com.
That's the Mort Krim organization. Terry, thank you for all you do for this Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Well done. Terry Oprea, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll take a quick one. I'll be right back with Tammy Karnreich. She's the Chief Operating Officer of the Detroit Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.